I don't remember who started last.
No, me either. It feels like it's been like 6 months.
But it's been less than a month, actually.
Yeah, well...
it's been a long month.
For me, yeah. Yeah, a very long... I'm glad it'll be a while.
It's almost over.
Yeah, I got...
Okay, I'll start. What is the... How do you start this?
I just wing it. I think you have a formula, especially for team building exercise. You like to get,
I don't remember what it is, and then I just say what I say, and then it happens to be the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's not real formula.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 77th episode of Dead Zone, the podcast for November 2017. In this episode, we have the obligatory segments you've come to enjoy, and also a surprise unboxing. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to said episode.
Welcome to the newest Dead Zone the Podcast, episode 77. It is November. There's snow on the ground. It sucks. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
We're here for... an all-new, all-fun Dead Zone, the podcast.
Extravaganza, it's called.
We got a lot of stuff. I thought there was going to be a weak one, and then all of a sudden all this news started pouring out. So we got a lot of news. We have some other stuff. We have a surprise.
Oh.
So we'll start with the news. First news. Well, first of all, I'll say this has been a long time. Jack and I are in the actual same room.
Yes. After Rob's move, it gets more and more difficult the farther and farther we move away from each other. Eventually we'll just stop talking altogether.
We'll just do the podcast. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
but so who knows what this sounds like. Sorry if it sounds bad. My neighbor's like building something. It's being loud. So we apologize in advance. But for the news, first of all, Adepticon, right around when this comes out, Adepticon schedule will be released. So, well, if the schedule's already out, you can actually sign up on the November 17th. The schedule came out November 3rd. You can check what's going on. Dead Zone, the survival of the fastest jet bikes are back. Maybe I'll actually get into it this time. Last time, I thought we were hungover, but I think it ended up Coach said we were at Big Chef when we were supposed to be jet biking.
No, we dropped Tyler off because we were going to separate ourselves into different heats so that we weren't eliminating each other.
Yeah.
Very tactical, very smart, very laid out, but... we never made it back for the second or third heat. So really, we all probably should just pile it in on the first one because I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, so it was three heats this time plus the final, and they're all on Thursday. So that was something too on Thursday at least. And as you can see, Friday is going to be busy because Dead Zone Battle for Schomburg, Schomburg 4, it's the planet name it seems. It's Friday 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the tournament. 200 points. Four rounds, like normal, but 8 a.m.
Wow.
Early day Thursday night, it seems.
Yeah, early to bed, no horsing around, no hitting the bar, you know, do our calisthenics, say our prayers, and then hit the sheets.
Yeah, because that's early. But yes, I'm not going to be in it, but I'll probably be helping out again like last year. But Jack, are you going to actually enter?
I'm going to enter unless Pat again requests that I be available as a ringer so that someone
even
is there available.
Yeah.
So when we talk to our dear friend Pat, I'll figure that out. We have time.
Yeah, we have a lot of time. It's not till March. So the next thing is the Dead Zone Mech Wars. It's three events all day Friday. So it's the mech game that we played at the one Mantic night. But it's all day Friday, so it's during the Dead Zone and Warpath tourneys. But it's all going to be in the same room, so that doesn't matter. I think he wants to do this for more people who are just casual, don't want to be in the tournament. Try to get people playing these things. I don't know how many people there is to go around. We'll see if these get any people in them. But Striders, Iron Ancestors, and Stunt Bots. It's a big battle. And yeah, they're going to have extra striders because Pat asked us to bring our striders. So we're going to have to do it. There'll be some weird shaped striders that people can use to...
Yeah, we have enough. Well, we've got plenty. I think I've got 3 or 4.
Yeah, we've done tons. Painted. Yeah, you said there's some that we haven't even painted yet.
There's 2 that we made into marauders.
Yeah.
Not the Mantic World Marauder.
No, the Battletech Marauders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we put big guns in our arms. Anyways, so those will be available. You can see our mechs. You can use them if you're not going to be in the tournament. And then also on Friday at 2:30 to 8 p.m. is the Warpath Firefight Tournament, Conflict of Commanders. So that's a 1,500-point firefight tournament. So Friday is going to be a busy day for the Sci-Fi Mantic. Scheduling is always an issue with this, but he didn't want to. Last year they had Clash of Kings on at the same time as Dead Zone Tournament. A lot of people complained because they wanted to be in both.
Yep.
So now he had to separate it, but that means that it's really tight between you only have a half an hour. Once again, it's in the same room. So if you're playing in the Dead Zone Tournament and the Firefight Tournament, you can just yell over to whoever's running the fire. We're almost done. Like,
yeah, yeah.
So it'll be, at least it's all together. So it's not like you have to run the other half and they won't know if you're coming or anything. You'll be right there.
So coach can finish shaking the whoever's running the tournament's hand with his first place plaque for Dead Zone.
Then run over
to run over and then start playing.
Yeah, we'll see how he does in Firefight, because we know he dominates Dead Zone, but Firefight's pretty new, and we'll see what happens. And hopefully Tyler's going to be there this year. We haven't heard from Tyler. We think he's dead, but hopefully he'll be there, too, to play some Firefight in Dead Zone.
Yeah.
Get some competition going, and we hope you'll be there, too.
All of you. I'm looking right at you.
So that's it for Adeptcon right now. Obviously, we're going to be there. We're staying at the Spring Hill Resort. I think it's just across the highway. We couldn't get our special one.
We stayed 2 years ago.
Well, it's 3 years ago now, I guess.
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, which was, it was fine. I personally think it's actually closer. It just seems farther because you have to go over the highway, the bridge over the highway.
Yeah, like I said before, you can see the convention center from the hotel and you can judge the distance quite easily when you look, okay, we cut through this parking lot. Where we stayed last year, it was a nice a trail past a fountain.
Yeah, it was winding,
And you went past this building, it's got some statues. And you couldn't see the direct line of sight to make the judgment. And B, it seemed like a nice leisurely stroll. So
yeah,
without Google's assistance, I don't know for a fact.
The good news is we'll be close to your sandwich place that we went 3 years ago.
Yeah, pastrami sandwich.
Bad news, we'll be farther away from Big Chef. It's a weighing off. That's nice. We'll have to, hopefully, we'll see if we're trying to convince Coach to rent a car. That would make everything more convenient. We could just drive to Big Chef and actually make it back for jet bike races.
Yeah. It depends. It depends on what we decide our drinking situation is and the food situation at that point. A car may be necessary. I'll pony up.
Of course. It just
some
be
bucks for the ability just to have a cooler in the trunk.
Yeah.
That we could walk down to grab
a have it. And we just throw all our stuff in the car, in the parking lot.
Rather than stashing it in places where at any time it could have.
Luckily, everybody seems pretty honest at Adepticon, but yeah, there was times we left stuff that we were lucky it wasn't just stolen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or forget. We forgot stuff, too.
Hundreds of dollars worth of...
More than that, probably. Coaches, video equipment and stuff he left around. So, anyways, point is, hopefully that happens. And also, the way these tournaments are running out, Thursday and Friday are going to be the busy days. And then the weekend, we'll have all weekend to do stuff.
That's a...
To play with fans and play with each other.
Yeah.
Not in that way, phrasing.
We're not doing phrasing anymore. No, it's a big difference from last year where it was a lot of playing. And I think you were probably burned out of Dead Zone before the tournament even was.
Oh, I was for sure.
Was started. And I had spent, I enjoyed being able to get some people up to speed. And you know,
yeah, you were helping. I'm not a teacher. You're more of a teacher. You're like tutorials.
But I think I was able to get some more people comfortable for the tournament, so it's a trade-off.
And Coach also wants me to get in on the Test of Honor tournament. I think that's on Sunday, so we'll see if that happens.
Really?
The Samurai game. I have a feeling that I'll be purchasing that game. It was so fun. And Samurai, you're cool, and something different too, which is cool. But we'll have to see. We'll see if we can get a good deal at Adepticon for Test of Honor.
Are there ninjas?
I think they just introduced ninjas.
Oh, well, that might be it.
And, yeah, so that's Adepticon. Next thing is, earlier in the, I think it was last month sometimes, Pat got a demo copy of Star Saga, and he unboxed it. It's on YouTube. Now it seems everybody has a demo copy and are unboxing it, but he was the first. So you can check that out. We'll have the links in the show notes on deadzonegame.podbean.com. That's where you can see all the pictures also.
Pictures.
I'm sure I mentioned that. Also, there's a Warpath Kickstarter update for the remaining vehicles. The Mule, the molds are completed. And first test shots are coming out soon. The Asterion vehicle, the molds are scheduled to be completed soon. And once again, the test shots will come in. And the Hornet, the molds will be completed early December. And we'll have to see. They say shipping hopefully in January for the last stuff.
Yeah.
If the molds are completed in December, I would almost assume it's going to be after Chinese New Year, which won't be until February. Because Chinese New Year's end of January, I think. Or is it beginning of February?
And they shut down.
Yeah, nothing happens for 3 weeks. So if they get it before then, that'd be a bonus. But I assume it's going to be after that. We'll get it hopefully before Adepticon. And the next thing is a bunch of releases for November from Mantic concerning mostly Star Saga, but there's some other stuff. And we have to thank Mike Carter on his blog, Until Somebody Loses an Eye. He put up all the releases coming up, so it's good. You can, once again, the show notes, you can find his link to his blog. And Star Saga, Iris contract? E-I-R-A-S. How would you say that? Iris?
Sounds Irish to me.
Irish. The Irish contact. The corset's going to be £59.99, $84.99. So you get six miniature mercenary miniatures, five boss miniatures, 24 minions, 10 plastic doors, 26 scenery items, a bunch of tiles, cards, 130 cards, over 130 cards, I say. A set of 10 attack and defense dice, the rule book, and then the mission book. And so it's a nice set. For $85, but of course we did the Kickstarter, and Kickstarter is always a good deal. So
yeah, that's the difference. Even the difference between the first time it's available to purchase as opposed to the Kickstarter. If money's the issue, get into the Kickstarter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter when
you might have to wait, but you're at least saving quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you do pre-order, you get a special sculpt of Kira. Nikolovsky, she's a sphere medic. We're getting her, but a different pose. They do this a lot now, too, is that they'll have a Kickstarter exclusive pose, and then they have a regular pose. So Kira is the sister of Adrienne Nikolovsky.
Yes, I was gonna question whether Nikolovsky is just a very popular name
or for spheres.
Yeah,
they're all Russian.
More chins than a Chinese phone book.
Well, that's probably racist.
Is it?
I don't know anymore.
Unfortunately, yeah, I can sympathize.
But if you pre-order the Star Saga box set before November 30 from Mantic, you get Kira for free. So there you go. It's an incentive. They're also, for Star Saga, have a Corporation Minion booster for £15 or $25. But it comes with three Marines, one Ranger with Flamer, two Lab Techs, two Plague Victims, and three Security Guards. This is almost good enough to start a GCPS... Dead Zone. You can use those guys as a beginning of a Dead Zone, what's it called?
Strike Team.
Strike Team, yes, that's what it's called. So, and you get some weird guys, and you get some plague guys. It's just kind of neat if you need some Marines.
If you're buying it just for the models, I think there's better ways to go. I hear the game's dynamite, so...
Yeah, well, we'll know soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
And also you can get the Star Saga Dice, so another set of dice for... £8, $13. And then there's a Nexus screen, so it's like a GM screen, for £13.49 or $20. I guess if you really need to hide what you're doing as a Nexus player. Personally, I think we're going to be playing it as a co-op, so we won't need any of that. Because the co-op rules are built right in, which is cool.
Yeah, I think most games kind of need that in today's day. The day of antagonist gameplay... Is good, but it doesn't open itself up to family gameplay.
Well, that's really why we've never played Dungeon Saga. Since there's only two of us, it's kind of weird to play one guy as the... Like, you'd have to play all the guys, and then the other guy has to be the bad guy. Like, we're much more likely to play things like Shadows of Brimstone. We're both on the same team against the game.
Yeah, a couple decks of cards.
Because if you're going to play against each other, you might as well play Dead Zone. Right? Really? Like,
yeah, yeah.
But there's also a Star Saga player acrylic counter set for same price, £13.49, $20, which gives you all the your wound counters and everything. I think they come as cardboard chits in the game, but these are plastic if you're really obsessed with having the acrylic versions.
Yeah, they look nice.
And same with the Nexus player has a set too, same price, same idea. Yeah, you get some acrylic stuff. The other big news that that they've announced at Mantic is that they're rebranding their Battle Zones. Is that what it used to be called? I don't have to remember anymore because they're rebranding it all Terrain Crate. All their old Battle Zones are now called Terrain Crate. So it's because they had that Kickstarter Terrain Crate. Well, now everything is. You can get, like they have the Starship Scenery, which is similar to the Star Saga stuff for... £20 or $30, you get it's more like interior stuff. They have a door set for £20, $30. But then the Terrain Crate Industrial Accessories is all the pipes and stuff from the Battle Zones Industrial set. It's all the pipes and, conveyor belt and all that stuff. That's sprue. So they're selling that for £20, $30. And they also have something called the Terrain Crate Forgotten Foundry, which is, it's like the Ruined Sector used to be, big set for £100 or $150. And then they have the Gang War Zone, which is like the original set, which is £50 or $80. And then they have the Ruined City, which is a smaller set that's £25 or $40. They now that they've rebranded Terrain Crate, it seems the prices have gone up, but at least they're coming out again.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand now that they have a wide range. Battle Zones, you know, it was very Dead Zone 3x3, and they've expanded, and now they have interior sets and stuff. Now they can make a Battle Zone plus a Terrain Crate, mash them together, a box set called... whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got some interior. It's got some exterior. It's got some of the pipes. It's got, and now no one's worried about, you know, Battle Zones was for Dead Zone now.
Yeah. Now it's they're really separating it to be its own thing that it's not game specific. Yep. Well, that's about it. It's time for a break. Oh, what's that?
I didn't say anything.
No, it's in my ear. It's in my earpiece. The producer's talking.
Okay. You have to put your finger there.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. It was the theater of the mind. No more commercials. We actually, on our Patreon, we hit our $20 a month goal of no commercials in the show. So you don't have to put up with the same commercials every time.
No, yeah, that's right. We've streamlined the show now. We'll be able to go and if you didn't like any of the commercials, if they were too heinous for you, well, they're gone. The only problem is Wintergreen is now out of a job.
He still does the intro and outro.
Yeah, that is true.
We'll just have to have him do... We'll have to make new segments to fill in the time, and he'll have to record new segment names.
I guess so. But for your listening enjoyment, you are commercial-free until the Patreon...
Yeah, until they drop off again. But we have a new stretch goal at £50... Or $50 pounds. I'm so English now. $50 a month. Go and try to get us to the $50 thing, and you'd be surprised.
$50 a month, governor. It's cheap as chips, bog standard... I went Australian there.
I was hearing more New Yorker.
Okay, well.
Like New York newsy. Anyways, we're going to take a quick music break for 2 seconds just because we're going to stop the recording and start again so we don't have to deal with stuff. So, listen to this quiet tones of Dead Zone.
Hey, this is Community Pat, and you are listening to Rob and Jack on Dead Zone, the podcast.
Well, that was some pleasant music, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can't say the commercial was horrible anymore.
No, that music was shit.
Oh, that was done by DJ Carl Gusta.
No, it would be DJ Spiral.
No, I think it was that's the original. I like the Plague version, but you hate the Plague version. So I only use it when they have to have extra music.
Oh.
We do have a Dead Zone theme, but yeah. You should remix it. You should do a new remix.
Me? I've never made music before in my life. What are you talking about?
I mean, you should call up Carl Gustav to do a and do a new remix. Or, yeah. Or we can make it even longer. We don't have to have commercials, but we just have the music. We'll just slow it really down so it's like 15-minute songs. Like, what do they call that? That's a genre now.
A backstabbing of our Patreon supporters.
Yeah, that's right.
who wanted to have a certain show criteria, and to slap them in the face with your engorged penis would be inappropriate.
Totes inappropriates. Now it's time for crinkle time.
Crinkle time.
Because we got something we never expected. It's a wave two of our Warpath. They finally listened to us and said, we can't let these guys keep complaining that they have to wait until the end for their vehicles. So we did get some wave two stuff.
Yeah, so just a little bit early.
I almost dropped it on the mic.
Chris Crinkle showed up in his with his sleigh and
very punny
reindeers. Okay, let's see what we got here. The box is very easy to open. Did they not seal it when they sent it over? Is that? It looks.
I've had this for a couple weeks now. There may have been stuff put together.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I just noticed that this is a re. Oh, I, yeah, something.
We'll discuss that.
Already.
Yeah, we'll discuss
You've
that.
You already magnetized something.
We'll discuss that in a second. Let's get to the unboxing first.
The re-unboxing.
Well, that's the way it is.
Look, you've magnetized parts of the track, too.
Well, no, it's for the shovel. We'll get to that.
Okay.
First thing first, for some reason they sent us another Ajax Strider body. We already got one. You're only supposed to get one. Thank you, Mantic, but this is actually going to be donated to Coach, because Coach doesn't have one. So at Adepticon, we'll be giving Coach the Ajax Strider.
Yeah.
Because the poor guy.
Mantic has always been good when we had a defective plague dog. A single plague dog. That the ankles were malformed. It just, they sent another one. So, like, they are fantastic for making replacements like that. And the error coming on our side, if we were to keep this and make this our own, that would have contravened. That's
bad. No, we'll
that's,
pass it on.
That's bad karma. So, Coach.
Coach wins the.
The Ajax Strider lottery.
It's because we don't pay him for team building exercise, so we have to give him stuff. Otherwise, he'll just cry.
Oh.
Here's the Forge Father tank. We got three of these.
Oh.
You want it to look at the bits? There's a lot of bits.
There is a lot of bits. I have watched Tyler's unboxing on Dreadpath Zone. He built one with one hand holding the camera in about 5 minutes. There's too many parts. I'm not going to open the bag. I apologize to anyone at home who wants to hear me hand these things, but
we'll still have pictures of the all the bits. But yes, I did take it on myself. Pat said that it wasn't worth magnetizing these things because it'd be too much pain. And I'm calling him out because I actually did a magnetize and snap fit. This is the way I did it. I made the two back sections. You can see in the post, once again, the two back sections I glued together. And they just snap in. So one's for the troop transport. And the other's for the gun turret. Of course, you magnetize all the guns. So it just snaps in. It works really nicely. And then you just put the gun on top.
You just put Pat on blast.
Right, I did. Yeah. I never said before now who it was that said that was not worth it. And then for the front shovel, magnets, they're able to sit right in. And it works good.
That is, yeah, that I think that is worth your time to magnetize. But just by...
That's fun. I don't know if it bothered the other ones, but it was good just to prove that you could do it.
Just one of them anyways.
And it's actually quite a bit bigger. They'll be opposite. Jack's playing with the magnets now.
Yeah, now like a small child, I've now started put all the different magnetic configurations of different things.
But it does come three turrets, the shovel, and either the troop transport or the gun variant.
That's a big piece of plastic.
Somebody had it, and they had it in their hand. And I was like, oh, that looks small. But they must have hands like Jack because it's bigger than I expected.
It is big.
And Coach actually, somebody asked on the Facebook how big it was and it compared to a rhino. And I thought a rhinoceros would be much bigger. But it turns out that a rhino is a little bit smaller than the Forgefather tank. Similar size, but maybe even slightly smaller. I think Forgefather tank's a bit wider.
Really?
Yeah. But who knew? I never knew what that a rhino was that small.
No, I've got no frame of reference.
I've only they run the aren't they in Africa running the Serengeti?
Yes, with birds perched on their back eating parasites.
Yes,
that's all I know.
Yeah. Anyways, you can find that post somewhere in the Dead Zone Fanatics Facebook. So that's the only ones I've opened. So after this, now it's all surprise to me because we do have a tunneler. Move this stuff out of the way because the tunnel is big. Let's open. We're gonna open this one because I haven't seen it yet. There, once again, tons of parts.
Crinkle, crinkle.
We've got side sections. Somebody said yes. When we discussed the tunneler before, we said that there was a extra side sections. That's only if you get the extended version. We did not. We just had the regular version. So you got two little tracks. You get the front and the back. And you can either do the driller on the front or the... looks like a some kind of weird musical instrument. Tuba? Or a horn of some sort.
What? That is actually supposed to be on the front?
I think so, yeah. That's one of the weapons. Because there's the other one. That circular base is what hooks in.
And both of these are pretty...
And then, of course, the drill heads.
Yeah, well then. Now we're talking.
And I guess you can have the drill heads open or closed because they're on a hinge. So that's kind of cool.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't have this piece here with the more pointed front end when I built my my Strider, because this would have been the gun.
It's other than this giant base, you'd have to saw that off somehow.
Oh, I had to saw all manner of stuff. You saw that monstrosity, that abomination.
Once again, this is actually bigger than I expected too. Once you put it together, like Jack has two sections, it's quite a bit around.
Yeah,
it's a big little guy.
It's girthy.
It is girthy.
It's girthy.
Don't put it together.
Oh, the irony. Yeah, your hypocrisy knows no bounds,
sir.
Oh, I haven't broke out in a Tombstone reference in what seems like ages.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle.
See, when we first did our unboxings, I must not have edited much, because I would have edited all that out. Unless we were talking while we were crinkling it, such as now.
Yeah, yeah. I do believe that we were manhandling the product as we talked, as we spoke.
Yeah, we're much more professional now. So, Jeff, what would you like to look at next? We have... What is there? How about some more Veerman? We got tunnelers. Tunnel runners, I should say.
We've got a few tunnel runners here. We got
three tunnel runners.
Full disclosure, the tunnel runner was what I was looking forward to. Painting a Forgefather tank would be fun, I know. It's a big surface area. It means you can play around a little bit more, but as a model, as something I would want to add to a strike team, as something that I want to paint and build, the Tunnel Runner was my dream.
Well, Jack, we have one unboxed here.
Okay.
What I'm surprised about is it's all together. It's just like they actually mold it like this. You just have to put the arms in the weapon pods on the side.
And then
you got two weapon pods, two sides. And two sets of arms.
And you know what I like about this the most? This is a full-size mini molded into the interior.
Yeah, you're annoyed with the Striders. You're always...
No, I'm annoyed with people who think that true line of sight is possible because of the scale of the miniatures, when it's clear that the scale of the miniatures aren't meant to allow for certain things. By including the base into what a Strider the ability of the Strider to be shot, I could see if they said, well, it's actually bigger. Look how small that cockpit is.
That's well, why the base I'm pro bigger anyway, so I think they should, if they do the redo the Striders one day, I think they should do them bigger. Or make them, like you say, like exosuits.
That's it. If they stopped adding the canopy that shows the little guy inside,
yeah.
Save that for something else.
Because right now, it makes sense that Stunt Bot's driven by a goblin. That's probably to scale. We don't have a Stunt Bot. Hardly anybody does because they don't make them anymore. But that probably makes sense. But the humans and the plague, they have to be like dwarf versions of humans and plagues to fit in those cockpits.
When you look at the little miniature that comes with it, the little tiny,
especially compared to the how big the plague are now. The plague, new plague,
oh yeah,
V3 plague are huge.
They're head and shoulders, literally, yeah. Head and shoulders above the old.
They'd ones. Never fit in a Strider.
No, but I found out when I made the Veerman Strider, the Veerman head alone, and the Veerman are smaller. They're a little bit more. Mm-hmm. The work I had to do just get the head to fit in there.
It doesn't actually fit, yeah.
And get the arms and stuff. I like this. You look at this and you go, okay, that Tunnel Runner sitting beside or in amongst your other troops looks to scale.
Yeah. Yep, he's cool. Yep, and the weapon, little weapon pods. It's all, I like how Mantic stuff's all, it's all keyed, so you know where to put it. Like everybody asks for instructions, but you just look at the keys and they show you exactly where everything goes. Like you can't, you could mess it around, but you can't really screw it up too much.
You are guided in the proper direction. If you want a kit bash, then get to work, get your knife out. But if you really just want to build the model as per, they kind of hold your hand.
Yeah. Like even the Forge Father tank was, it only took 2 seconds going, okay, where's this go? Where's this go? Okay. And then after that, the hardest part was, okay, what can I glue together that fits together? And it just happened to snap together really well. But that was the only issue, was like actually building it. If I would build it straight, it would have been so easy.
And, so. But you went the extra step so that you could put Pat on Front Street. And yeah. That's,
I like, I'm only, we, I posted in the Facebook posts and on our Patreon about this. I never mentioned.
Yeah, I saw it. I was there on Facebook.
And on our Patreon.
I was there gloating about things and having marital affairs. And that's what Facebook's for, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but I never mentioned who said it. But now, for those who listen to the show, you get to know who said it. It was Pat. It's all Pat's fault. There you go, Pat. We love you. Next unboxing, we got some more Forge Father stuff. So this is a Forge Father half-track, Hulter half-track.
Another smaller pouch than, obviously, the tank.
Actually, I think this is the last thing, anyways. This is it. Because, yep, that's a hefty piece of plastic, the actual body.
Oh, yeah, it's heavy. That's heavy. Now, the half-track is a light gray plastic. And the tank was I wonder if there's a difference between the two.
Yeah, it could be. This is definitely a different color.
This, it's a different color, and it is heavy. Maybe it's just, it's a solid piece of plastic, but maybe.
We'll have to see how this thing goes together. Stop putting it together. You could put it together after I take a picture of it.
No, he couldn't even just, I put one turret on the one. No. He couldn't have
it. Well,
that.
I want to show it for these poor patrons.
The people at home who maybe were too late to get in on this Kickstarter. Who?
Yep, you can see. Now you can put it together, Jack. Yeah, is there... I think there's two different weapon options.
Well, then you'll have to magnetize, and that's your forte.
Well, actually, they got pegs, so it'd be pretty easy. Yeah. I like when they have pegs, because you just cut the peg off, and
so yeah.
You got a little witty gun.
It already has the hole that you stick the magnet down inside, and then you put the cut the peg off, magnetize that.
The only issue I've had with the whole... Now the halter and the Sturm, what is it, Sturmhammer, is that where they have the hole at the turret, there's nothing behind it. So you have to actually glue something in there to stick the magnet to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, why couldn't you just make it slightly thicker? That's all good.
You can't get much thicker than that thing. That's a good chunk of plastic.
No, this thing, yeah. It is heavy duty. So that's it. I think that's the unboxing for Wave 2 of our Warpath stuff. We're happy to have gotten it.
Yeah, waiting the entire time for for all of it was kind of what they had said would happen. So a pleasant surprise.
So Jack, I know you want to do tunnel runners. Are you going to do a tank too?
I'll stick a tunnel runner in my pocket.
Actually, you can do the tunneler. You want to do the giant tunneler?
I'd be happy with the tunneler.
Because I don't want to do the tunneler, so you can do the tunneler. I'll give you you can have a tank, a tunneler, and a tunnel runner.
I will do at least something before the next podcast.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Oh, I almost knocked it off. Let's move that out of the way.
Yeah.
Yes, we're neglecting our stuff.
You just did the same thing I did.
Yeah, we thought there's pieces everywhere.
I just ran my hand around just to make sure, because we did have everything out, and the last thing you built. What? Where's the turret for this? Oh, my God.
So, yes, the unboxing of new stuff. When I got this box, I was so excited, and that's when I made built a tank, because I was like, wow, we actually got stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise, and you were you're prone to fits of inspiration, and it would be unreasonable for you to have sat for 2 weeks with a box of plastic.
And I've set the precedent now that Jack doesn't expect it to be untouched. So
no, I will still create the charade that I thought that was a possibility, but.
Well, it's like you hope. You hope for once.
One time.
If
Mantic could send you just a roll of the Mantic tape, just even for a LARF, if I look and see it's still...
Tape it back together.
Just tape it back together, and then I'm like, oh my God, you didn't open it. You know, so that you get your thing. I get the surprise.
Yeah, Mantic, you know my address, please. Send us a roll of Mantic tape so I can surprise Jack. So we'll take another musical interlude. Yeah, you're going to yell because it was going to be a break, right?
I was.
No, it's a musical interlude. And we'll be right back and we'll do some shout-outs.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast. And you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
So much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
It is shout-outs time.
And welcome back. It's time for some shout-outs.
Shout-outs. Yes, shout-outs. First of all, we'd like to thank our new Patreon backer, Mike Early, and Joe from Arizona, who was already a backer, but he upped his pledge to bring us to that $20 thing. And we can buy light bulbs now, and officially no more ads. And then we have to thank those guys. And there is exclusive content over on Patreon. We're not saying what it is, but there is. So get in on there if you're interested.
Yeah, take a wander if your hard-earned money needs a place to go, or if you already have donated and thought, hey, I'm going to get something out of my donation. Finally, those rat bastards are going to make it worth my time. Well,
and if you do pledge the $1,000 a month, you don't have to have sex with us. It's just a suggestion. We're just willing.
I forgot about that. And in fact, it was only implied that...
That's true. It was only implied. We were just going to be bathed and perfumed, I think, waiting for you in your room.
Yeah.
We could just play games. It's all good.
You've made it dirty and carnal.
Yes. I sullied the Patreon. I'm amazed Patreon has... Well, obviously, we're not popular enough for them to look at our site, because they're probably like, these people are suggesting something. We're not banned yet. So, yes. So, thank you to our Patreons.
Thank you very much.
Exclusive content coming your way more and more. And if we do get to that $50, we will do a... we'll promise to do a monthly Dead Zone Television YouTube live show. But I think we're pretty safe. We don't have to worry about getting to $50 a month. We don't have to worry about actually having to do that show that we promised a long time ago.
But it's taken a year to get to 20, so it could be another year and a half. That might be a possibility.
Well, we hope so.
I might have to get out my news anchor jacket, learn a regionally neutral dialect, and learn to use a teleprompter.
And get some blue screen going.
Yes, yes.
Or I think it's green screen nowadays. That's showing my age, blue screen. Who says blue screen anymore?
I don't know.
That's like original Star Wars. Anyways, yeah. So thanks to that. Also, an update on the Pit Dead Zone League by Ben Alexander. He is now supported by GameMat.eu, which we talked about last time, Wargame Tournaments, Tiny Worlds, Frontier Wargaming, and Anvil Industry. This guy is like a machine for getting people to back him. And the Frontier Wargaming kits will be available to members of the DZ Fanatics page on YouTube as community prizes. And he'll announce that later how to win. But pretty much it's going to be you comment on every person in the league has their own Dead Zone group, like a page. You go to the page, you can like and follow them, and you can see all their pictures they're posting for each of their factions. All the factions are represented, which is cool, including GCPS. But yeah, you can go to each and you can like and follow, and then you comment and you predict who's going to win and stuff, and he's like all about fan interaction. He's really doing it amazingly. And there's going to be prizes for people online too. So not just the people in the tournament, but people online can win stuff. As I said, there'll be more news to announce, and I'm sure we'll talk about it once the contest starts. I think they're already on round 3 of their tournament, or not tournament, campaign, whatever it is, the league, I guess they call it. So yeah, he's kicking ass.
Well, I don't know if it's physically possible or even something he'd want, but we should have him on the show.
Yeah, maybe we can, yeah, for sure. We can Skype in. So Ben, we'll have to talk. We can Skype maybe and have you on the show.
Because he's got a lot of hustle going on. That's a lot to...
And I explain it horribly, and he gives me like these whole like things of like all that's happening, and there's tons of stuff, and then I like short form it, and it doesn't make sense. And
yeah. So if you want to stop gritting your teeth and just...
Yeah, damn you for screwing it up as always.
You're on your commute to work, and you're just like your steering wheel just bending under your... Oh, no. You can come on and be eloquent, and obviously you've got a gift for gab.
Yeah.
Come on over.
And also a thing I didn't mention yet is that the winners for that league, he has a bunch of dog tags. The winner is 24 karat gold dog tags, and that's the tournament winnings. That's such a good idea. Instead of trophies, dog tags so much cooler. But we have the picture of the dog tags. You got the gold, the bronze, and the silver dog tags, and it's so cool. And they have like the league stuff on it saying what it was and what place you came. Like that is such a way better idea. I think, Pat, if you're listening, this is a good idea for tournament prizes instead of trophies.
I think it's a unique change. If I like that people get trophies. I would never get one, obviously, but you could hang those dog tags off of another trophy and add to the collection.
You could wear them all around everywhere.
If you understand.
Imagine Coach winning one of these. He'd never take it off. What do you have? Were you in the war? No, I won a tournament.
Well, that way, when I'm half dickered arguing with a doorman, I can pull it out of his shirt.
See this dog tag? Yeah. Otherwise, it's hard. Coach loses a hand bringing around that tournament, the trophy all everywhere. He's only got one hand. His other one's always filled with the trophy.
Yeah. No, that's nice. That's nice. It's thematic. It works with the with Dead Zone in particular, but also it's different.
Yeah. Very cool. And that's it for those leagues. But if you do have a league or a tournament coming up, let us know and we'll talk about it. Give us some time. We usually record for the middle of the next month. So let us know and we'll throw it in there. So please, we'd love to get more tournament knowledge out there for people all around the world.
Yeah, who knows? There might be something close enough that you can drive that you didn't even know existed.
That's right. Also, Aftermath Strike Team Builder online. I know you've used it before, the Aftermath one.
Yes.
By Richard Graham. It's moved. There's a new address for it. The address is in the link in the show notes, but it's deadzone.freecluster.eu now. So it's, at least it's easy to remember. Unlike Mint America, where you can't freaking remember that.
I used the Aftermath, for the first time just before last Adepticon, and I would make one Strike Team on Mint America, and I would, because I knew that was bulletproof, and I would make the other one Aftermath, and I would cross-reference, and I think at Adepticon, a couple of my army lists I brought, I had the two of them stapled together just in case.
Yeah, both, yeah.
It's hard to trust.
Yeah, but both, all of them are good. Like, I use the Battlescribe, and it's all good, too, which is, yeah,
One day you're just going to have to hold my hand.
Yeah, sometime then over at your house again, I'll have to set up Battlescribe for you because it's really good too. But they're all good. That's the thing. I'm glad there's three different versions so you can... Everybody seems to be updating them, so it's great.
We should do it live via the internet. You teaching me. I think that would be comedy gold.
Because I would just get frustrated and you'd be like...
Yes, because you have zero patience.
I do have zero patience.
And I have a complete lack of understanding of all things...
But you'd be like, just do it. Just do it. Hit that button. No, that button.
Yeah.
Oh. We also have some great shots on the Facebooks of...
Are we doing phrasing now?
Is that phrasing? Grape shots? Anyways, Ben Alexander, once again, he posted his pictures of his Brockers, and he was complaining he couldn't do flesh tones. Jack, tell me how good those flesh tones are. Like, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Hey. I'm not taking that crap from you. That's a humble brag right there. When you produce the flesh tones that make me jealous and then say.
What it was is, how do you do flesh tones? Somebody explained to him, like, okay, I'll try it. And then he does it perfectly. That's what, kind of what happened.
Oh.
Also, Robin Alexander, Robert Alexander Mankiller is the name. He painted up a very cool, green and was that copper?
There's a lot of Alexanders going on.
It's true.
Is it a popular
name, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's a Forge Father tank.
Oh, look at that.
And it's green, mostly green with beige taupe. I don't know. And some bronze or highlights.
It's got the metallics that you always want, but since it is above ground, obviously for combat purposes, they wouldn't leave it all, you know, neither worldy. A green is a nice bold choice. I like the two-tone browns that I see a lot of, but that green stands out.
And he did some edge highlighting and stuff. Really, really well done. And then, Jeff Burbage, he did a Iron Ancestor, and I love him because he's very, like World War II military.
It looks like dust. Like he would be wandering around, beating up, those Russian, exosuits.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool. And I know, I think Jeff did some more 3D files too for, because he's got his Iron Ancestor to do different arms and stuff. So check that out. You can follow Jeff on Facebook. But yes, I liked it. Really, I liked it because of the star. And it has a little star in the middle. They are aren't they the Star Forge or something? Is the name of their people. So it makes sense.
Yeah. And Jeff. If, we should get in touch with Jeff anyways. If he's going to Adepticon next year, we might be able to wrangle something, first of all. Second of all, I'm saying it now, and it's law. If there's a painting contest at Adepticon, Jeff, you're not allowed to enter.
You're banned.
You're banned. Unfortunately, this is an edict from on high. Right? I don't know who it was, but, someone said that you cannot.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry to announce it right here for you.
Yeah, we're the bearer of bad news, but that's just the way it is.
Next one's from Martin Grandbarb. Hopefully I pronounced your name right. He did a very, my kind of style, Forge Father Brockers.
They look very much like yours.
I like the Brockers and Steel Warriors here. Very dark tones. They got some more of the browns and metallics on them.
Just... for your aesthetic, for what you chose for your Forge Fathers stuff, those would fit in.
Yeah, like the more dull tones. You like the brighter tones, I think. And then Richard Hall, he did something close to my heart. He turned his Enforcer Strike team into Cobra. So he did the Pathfinder leader. He did as Cobra Commander with a cape and the silver face mask. Then he did a Peacekeeper as Destro.
That is awesome.
He did a Assault Enforcer as Baroness, and he did another Pathfinder as Zartan, and then he did some of his troops as either Crimson Guard or regular, what are those guys called, Venom or something? The one with the red and the blue?
Yeah.
I can't remember. And then he did the regular troops as this Cobra Troopers.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I was like, that's really close to my heart. That was awesome. And lastly, we have Ross Deagle. He did, much like Coach, he did his sphere it's the Dreadball sphere as Sphere Lancers. And he did a really good job. his weapon choices and stuff look great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And until Mantic makes more Sphere models, people are going to keep doing this, and I think it's awesome. I regret already painting our Sphere. We might have to try to put some weapons on the pre-painted Sphere.
I almost just said that, but I was like, no, they look all right, and they're already painted. You could probably pick up a strike team.
That's true. Cheap. That's true. Might just get another Dreadball Sphere strike team.
Yeah. But I don't know what guns are those that he's got on there.
Yeah. I don't know where they came from. Yeah. None of them look like Mantic guns. I assume they're other companies.
Well, Diggle, once you're when you're not guarding Oliver Queen and or modding up Sphere, if you could let us know what those are, because they fit perfectly. They're the nice. I think they're a good scale.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how they're bigger because they're Sphere Lancers, so it's you want something big.
That matches the statistics, the mechanics of the game. Those are badass weapons. It's not like it's a pistol or it's something.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
Now into Our Stuff. Jack, have you done anything Dead Zone related?
Yes.
Oh, what did you do?
I did my my Gotham Police Department strike team.
And oh, you have to send me pictures.
Yeah, I showed you. I had already painted them white and gray camouflage for because they're going to be on snow, and I painted the bases white. And at the last second, I was like, so I greened them up a little bit, so they're kind of like a really light green with the green bases and stuff. Yeah, I chickened out. I wanted to make some that were for...
Well, we have a lot more. I think you can probably go wild on some of them.
I made 10 models, and I saw... We split it in half, and I saw what you made for
Yeah, Jesus. There's probably more than double that left, yeah.
So I can make more. And I made them kind of just walking as if they're walking through a... They're not in poses, like battle poses. They're all kind
they're
of...
They're on patrol?
They're on patrol, so... So, yeah.
That's cool. So you can see the pictures of those on the thing, on the page. And yes, I did see them, but they were in between phase, I think. You were just drying them in the window when I saw them.
Yes, I blocked them in a dry brush at that point. Now they're done.
So cool. And what I've been up to is I've been trying to mold the monowheel scout bike, because Mantic doesn't make them, and everybody wants them. So, I'm probably illegally molding these, but I don't care. Man, come on, bro. Come at me. But I have the mold material is the it's called Instamold. It's kind of like the same stuff that you make mouth guards. You melt it and you put your mouth in it and you can mouth guard it for hockey and stuff.
When we're playing hockey, you'd put it in the boiling water and then you'd stick it in your mouth and you sit there and it'd solidify around your teeth. And that way, if you got a puck in the jaw.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. You put it in boiling water or hot water and it gets soft and you can squish it around like silly putty. You stick whatever you're going to mold into it and then you let it dry or let it cool and it becomes solid. And it's reusable. First saw it on Templar's Crusade, on when he used to have a YouTube channel, he was making bases, scenic bases with it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I got some. And I've made some barrels and things out of it. But I finally decided I had a monowheel scope bike. I was like, we don't use this, but people want them. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try to make one. And my first mold attempt, one side was a little askew, and I didn't have registrations in the mold. And it was a little soft on one side, so I turned it into a scenic base. You can see that on there. And
I know you've already flexed on Mantic as a corporation, but no one can fault you for making an objective marker.
Well, the rest aren't objective markers.
It looks a monobike on its side in rubble. And
yeah, that's my first one was an objective marker now. But then I finally succeeded in doing a two-part. It's like a press mold. And it turns out pretty good. And I've made quite a bit. My first one was a little wide because I put too much material in, but I think I've got it down. There's a bit of a mold line in between, as you can see in the pictures here. But generally, it's pretty good. So I've been sort of mass producing them because I know Coach wants some, and I think I'm going to, the patrons might get a little something special for Christmas. So we'll see how it goes. Don't worry, Mantic, I'm not selling them or anything. They're only for friends. And if you make it, I'll stop making them. So get on it. You got a resin production facility in Mantic. Make some monowheels. Not like monowheels behind the list. Stunt bots are high on the list.
Yeah. Of all the things that people are clamoring for, the monowheel. I don't like the model itself.
I don't like the
design. I don't like. I don't like the way. No, I don't like much about it. But clearly, people want to have them in their strike team.
Well, I think it's more for firefight. That's what Coach wants it for. I guess in firefight, they're not too bad. You can have the whole unit of
four of these guys as a unit. That.
So, yeah, I think that's why more people want them now. Because, yeah, in Dead Zone, I think they're unique or they're rare, one of the two, and it's just not worth the points when you can get something better. Like, you know, there's better things to have, like shields and stuff. So
Yeah. They're low on the list, up to 8x8 square area to have the mobility.
I did run a Peacekeeper run, and it worked kind of fun, but it was still. Anyways, Stuntbot, make that Mantic, because I'm getting a 3D printer soon, so if you're not making it, I'm making it. I'm calling mode. Yeah.
This is bold. There's going to be a cease and desist letter in your mailbox very soon.
You know how successful I'd feel at that point if they cared enough to send me a cease and desist.
There'll be a roll of Mantic tape, and then you're like, ah, and then underneath, oh, it's this piece of paper. Cease and desist,
or a subpoena. Here's your tape. Oh, here's a piece of what? Oh, you served me the tape and the paper.
Ah, you got me.
You tricked me. Well, I think that's an episode. I don't know how long we went. Hopefully, it's going to work out without the commercials. We're not used to it. We're professionals when there's commercials. We're always an hour, but we'll have to see what we're like now.
Yeah. I think we'll be very close. There's lots of news. We had some shout outs, which I like. I love hearing from people.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be good.
And I know Richard Hall also, he suggested that that we should have a segment, people sending in their lists or sending in new armies, stuff like that. User submitted stuff, please. deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. If you have anything, send it in. We're going to hopefully get all these people to start sending stuff in so we can make a new Unearthed on Intel with all just user-submitted stuff. So please do send that in, and we'll talk about it on the show and eventually get into the Unearthed Intel Volume 2.
Yes.
And, yeah, if you're going to Adepticon, be like Todd. Get a shirt from cafepress.ca/deadzonepodcast and wear it proudly, and we'll be all nervous around you because we're like, he bought one of our shirts.
You whore.
No, you're showing your loyalty. It's not whorish, is it?
No, I thought you were going for a nice.
We don't make any money off these shirts.
Touching reference, and then you were just shilling our products.
We don't make any money off the shirts. It's just we want to see them out there because it's cool.
But I don't know if you're worried about the quality. I have a mug that I've had for years since we first started with Cafe Press. And it goes, I drink out of it constantly. It goes through the dishwasher. Just maybe 2 weeks ago, a little chip of the image has come out. A tiny little thing.
But it's lasted you like 5 years.
That's gone through a torrent of abuse. So.
And our shirts, we have our shirts. They've lasted quite a long time.
Yeah.
Anyways. And you can also please do go to Patreon. If you do care about us even slightly, throw in a buck. Chuck in a buck, as they say.
Yeah. Well, we're going to need some bail money when Mantic's full force of the law comes down on Rob.
When I'm in jail for copyright infringement. But you can go to patreon.com/deadzonepodcast. And just, if you feel like we're worth it, please do send us money because we're poor. Is that it? I think that's the show.
That's the show. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And next time, team building exercise.
Well, hopefully next time. Team building exercise. Do you remember what it is? Marauders? I can't remember.
Are you doing a bit? Because
no, I don't remember what it is.
Because Coach is going to have a fit listening to
was
this.
Was it? Oh, yeah. What was it you chose?
Yeah, I chose two.
We're still on yours. Game. That's right. What was it? Veerman?
Cheeky. No, where
did Veerman?
Marauders.
Is it Marauders? Yeah. Because there's only Marauders in Plague left, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Anyways, I'm confused about everything. I don't remember what day it is. But yes, team building exercise will be Elite Marauders. And then after that, hopefully next Dead Zone podcast, we'll have an unboxing of more Crinkle Crinkle for Star Saga.
Yes.
And talk about the rules and stuff like that, probably. We did get the backers did get their PDFs of the rules. So do check your backer kit if you are a backer. And until then, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love you all.
Aww.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.